Today, there are two things that stand out that we need to consider. The first reading we hear from the book of Lamentations. Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah, and it was after Jerusalem had been destroyed. And the prophet had told them what was going to happen. They had lots of false prophets who were telling them just the opposite. But you notice that the prophet is lamenting. He wasn't gloating. He wasn't saying, oh, see, you bunch of losers, I told you what was going to happen, and now look, how wonderful that all this happened. No, he wasn't saying that. And neither will we. In fact, it will be so bad, Our Lady said, that the living will envy the dead, thinking that they had the better part. It's not going to be a matter of gloating. It's not going to be a matter of rejoicing. It will be devastating. The rejoicing will come when Our Lady's triumph comes, but until then, it is going to be horrific. But we need to be very clear about what's going on. As the prophet said, you had false prophets who gave you false visions, basically tickling your ears, telling you what you want to hear. Isn't that exactly what we've had going on? We have bishops who are extremely popular, for instance, on YouTube, who say, everybody goes to heaven. Isn't that nice? It's kind of contrary to what Jesus said, but what's Jesus know? A bishop said this, so therefore it must be true, right? No, we need to reject the nonsense. I don't care how popular the guy is, he's wrong. It's heresy, pure and simple. But it's sure a whole lot easier to listen to than to listen what comes out of my mouth, because I'm not up here preaching happy things. Get back to the sacristy, you can ask the deacon. I go back there and I say, oh, another easy listening homily today, huh? They aren't pleasant to hear, and I recognize that. But I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you. We have been priests. I know of priests who brag about the fact that at somebody's funeral, when there is a woman who is there with all of her kids, and maybe there are 10 of them, say, and these priests literally will walk up at a funeral luncheon and apologize to them on behalf of the church because they had to have so many kids. Really? Contraception, I guess, is okay. We've been justifying abortion for years. We have Catholics who seem to think that homosexuality is perfectly fine. Invalid marriages, no problem. We look at all the violence that took place in the last few weeks. And over and over and over again, I'm hearing people say, but that was okay. They had a right to do that. It was good. So really, what does the Word of God mean to us? What do the Ten Commandments mean to us? What does the truth mean to us? Pretty much nothing. What matters are the talking heads on TV and not what God has to say. It's time that we look at what God has to say. Because listen to what Jesus said in the gospel reading today. Many will come from the east and the west, meaning pagans, okay? Many will come from the east and the west. And they will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Everybody goes to heaven. All you have to do is believe in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You're going straight to heaven. No, that's not what it says right there. As the children of the kingdom, those who claim to believe in Jesus, are going to be driven into the outer darkness where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Because from those to whom more has been given, more will be required. We have been given the fullness of the truth, and what have we done with it? We've squandered it. Because the truth is inconvenient in our society. St. Paul told Timothy, preach the truth in season and out of season, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. But we don't like inconvenience. Our whole life is about convenience. Everything these days is about being more convenient. God isn't very convenient. The truth isn't very convenient. Suffering is not very convenient. But thanks be to God, we have all these wonderful prophets running around telling us that you don't have to suffer. God doesn't want you to suffer. He did it all for you, after all. You don't have to. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to be perfectly healthy. He wants you to have no problems at all. Look at the cross. At that extraordinarily wealthy man who didn't suffer at all and had no problems in his life, and then tell us that that's what he wants for us. Really? Let's be serious. We need to get our act together, and we need to get it together really, really fast. I mean, really fast. We've got a few months. And everything that we have been relying on will be gone. So if we do not rely upon Jesus Christ and put into practice the faith that we profess, it will be us who will be driven into the outer darkness where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Isn't it sad that a pagan had to come to Jesus and ask for his servant to be healed? And when the man responded, just say the word, Jesus said, I tell you, no one in Israel have I found such faith. No one in the entire country of the people of God had Jesus found that much faith. How about us today? The children of God, not just the people of God, you and I, the children of God. What kind of faith do we have? Do we have enough faith? Not in your head. In practice. We know that God can do anything that he wants. We don't believe for a minute that he's going to, but we believe that he can. Believing that he can isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. That's why the people of Israel could give lots of lip service to God just like Catholics can. But often our hearts are far from him. So until we decide to stop listening to the false prophets, the ones who refuse to tell us the truth, but they are telling us what we want to hear, they are telling us a much more pleasant message, but they're a bunch of liars. And until we decide that, you know what, I'm going to stop listening to these clowns, and instead I'm going to listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say, and I am going to put into practice what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say, we're doomed. Reject these clowns and listen to the Lord. look back, if we see, if we've bought into the lie that everything is wonderful, God isn't going to let anything happen to his church. That's exactly what they said about the temple. That's exactly what they said about Jerusalem. Read the first reading. Here you have the prophet that said Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. He's lamenting over the destruction of Jerusalem. God isn't going to spare it. In fact, if you read in St. Peter, second letter, he tells us that the purification begins in the house of God. We can look out there and say, oh, look at all this stuff that's going on in the world right now, how horrible it is. When's God going to intervene and do something? No, it's coming. But guess what? It's going to start in the church and then go out into the world, not the other way around. So we better get our act together pretty quick-like. The world needs to get its act together. But until we decide to stop playing footsie with the world, until we decide that the ways of the world are actually not the ways of God, which is exactly what the scriptures tell us, until we decide that we are actually going to put our faith into practice and live it, we're in trouble. And it's going to start in the church. It has to start in the church. Because that's what the Word of God said is going to happen. So let's clean up our own act. Let's get our mess cleaned up first. And then we'll deal with the rest. But God is not going to spare his church. He is going to purify it. Severely. And then the world will follow. It's all coming down. And I mean all. Everything that we're relying on. All the blasted money, all the materialism, all the conveniences, all the fancy stuff. It's all coming down. Once again, not an easy message to listen to. There are hundreds of false prophets who'll tell you what you want to hear. You can make a choice. All I can tell you is, don't listen to me. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the Word of God. It is the truth. It is absolute truth. It is unchanging. And Jesus said, not one jot or tittle will pass away before everything is fulfilled. Everything will be fulfilled. So what Jesus is looking for now are people of faith, of hope, of charity. That's what we are called to. We can't have the hope and the charity unless the faith is there first. So let's put our faith in the person that we proclaim to have faith in. The one who was amazed, and that no one in Israel had the kind of faith that a pagan did. And I suspect if he stood in most Catholic churches, he would be amazed, because he's not going to find any faith there either. Not that we don't believe in what the church teaches, but that we don't live it. So let's look at what God says. Let's adjust our lives to God and put into practice the faith we profess.